someone owned a restaurant. Then he invited, he told his friend, come, let's go eat lunch. And they ate lunch together at the restaurant. And at the end, you know, he gave him a bill. And he said, what do you mean? I thought we were eating at your place. So he said, no, I meant to come in the restaurant and I need a customer, you know. I didn't mean that I was going to give it to you free. Everyone here is paying. Why should you get it for free? So he said, but we're friends. I said, they're also my friends and they're paying. You could pay also. Okay, maybe a little bit more far-fetched case would be, suppose he invites you to your house. He invites you to his house. And when he leaves the house, he said, okay, this is what it costs, 2 hot dogs and this soda. How many desserts did you have? And he gives you a bill. Is there any chiyuv that you have to pay for what you ate at his house? So let me just kind of tell you another peripheral case, which might be more shayach. And that is, suppose you just moved into a house and your friend comes and says, oh, you need some mini blinds here, let me hang them up for you. And, you know, he saw them over there. Yeah, he hangs them up for you. And when he's finished, he says, I take $60 an hour. You know, that's what handymen get nowadays. Right? So, does he have any right to charge? And I thought you were doing me a favor. You know, you saw my new house. It's a housewarming present or something. I don't know you're going to charge me for it.
He's the
shachtan. So another case I was going to say. Either a shachtan or broker. You know, these things happen all the time. You know, you thought that they were your friends, and they probably are your friends, except they thought that you were their friends and you pay them for it. Okay, I'm not going to give you a discount because you're my friend, right? How do we know when you have to pay and when you don't have to pay? So we start with the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. Okay, the Mishnah in Bava Kamma says, if someone tells his friend, Kara is Ksusi, someone says to his friend, tear my clothes, or he says, shavar shivar as kadi, break my barrel, chayev, he has to pay for it, right? Rashi doesn't say anything, but
the one that breaks
it has to pay. What do you mean? He told you to break it. So the mefarshim explained, yeah, I told you to break it and I'm giving you permission to break it, but you have to pay for it, right? Normally you don't have permission to break it. You can't break my thing, it's usur. But I'm telling you that I don't mind if you break it, but of course you have to pay for it. I didn't say you wouldn't have to pay for it. Now, in the poskim say there might be a baal tashkas here, and that might be a problem. We're not talking about your adeya in Choshen Mishpat. He gave him permission to break it, but you have to pay for it. If the mazik said, amanas liftar, are you telling me I'll be pater if I do it? And he said yes, so then pater, then that way he is pater. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. There's a Trumas Adeshin. He cites a Mariach, which no one knows where it is, but there's a Mariach, there's a Rishon, who quotes the Rabbeinu Ephraim, who learns from this Gemara, from this Mishnah, that if someone tells his friend, someone tells his friend, come, eat with me, and he ate with him, he has to pay for his food, right? The same idea. If I tell you to break my barrel and you break it, so you have to pay. You're allowed to break it, but you have to pay. So the same thing, if I tell you, come eat my food, and you're allowed to eat it, but you have to pay for it, right? That sounds like a good analogy, right? That's the Mariach's analogy, that just like you're allowed to break my keli, you're allowed to tear my clothes, but you have to pay for them. You're allowed to eat my food, but you have to pay for the food afterwards. Clear? Okay, so the shach is the kasha from the Gemara. The shach, since I'm in Reish Mem Vav, Mariach is paskin in Simin Reish Mem Vav, he has the kasha. That seems like the Mariach missed the Gemara, right? We just said the Mishnah. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, why does the Mishnah say that the person is chayiv if he broke someone's keli or he tore his clothes with permission? Vimini, let me ask you a contradiction. The pasuk says, lishmar, if someone has taken upon himself to watch, to be a shomer for someone's property, and he's pasheya, so then he's chayiv. And the Gemara makes a drasha, the Braisa makes a drasha from an extra the extra word, velola abit, but if he was told, don't watch it, he was told to lose it for me, then he's not chayiv. Lishmar, the Braisa continues, if he said, I want you to watch it, then you're chayiv. Velola krov, but if he told you to tear it, then you're pater. So it's a contradiction to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if I told you to tear my keli, tear my clothes, you're allowed to tear them, but you're chayiv to pay. The Braisa says, the pasuk says you're only chayiv if lishma, if you were told to watch it. But if you were told to break it, so then you don't have to pay. So how do we answer that? So the Gemara gives an answer. Depends under what circumstances you got it. The Gemara's maskana is, had also liyodei v'tera shmiya. Our Mishnah is talking, when are you chayiv? That's when I gave you my clothes to watch. And then once you had them in your possession, I said, okay, tear them today. I call you up and say, you're watching the good, now I want you to tear them today. So there you're chayiv because you took them upon yourself to watch them, so you're responsible to return them in good shape. Don't listen to what I say. I was just joking. You were saying, did you tear them? It was a joke. I didn't mean you should tear them. That's when our Mishnah says, you're chayiv. I gave it to you. You're supposed to watch them. You accept it. You're going to watch them. 2 days later, a week later, I say, okay, tear them now. I was joking. You know, you're supposed to watch them. I know, you know, like it's not a funny joke.
So you should watch them.
No, because that's a normal thing. Watch them. And they say, you know, it could be, do you still have them? Are they still there? Okay, why don't you tear them? You know, you're testing. And, you know, he'll say, uh-oh, you know, trying to catch them to see if they're still in good shape, maybe. I mean, that's what the Gemara answers. But if I give it to you to tear, I'm saying, here, take them and tear them, so then you're patur. That's the Gemara's maskan, and it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shinpei, that if I tell someone to tear my clothes, he's patur. Only if he was first watching them, and then later I told him to tear them, that's when he's chayiv. So the shach is that the Mariach seems to have not learned the Gemara. I mean, there are answers to the Mariach. The problem is that we paskin like the, you know, the Mariach learns the Gemara differently, but we paskin like the way I said the Gemara. You know, even, we might answer the Mariach, but the Shach has a good kasha in halacha. How can the Ramah in Simin Reish Mem Vav paskin like the Mariach when the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the end of the Gemara over there that says that if I just gave it to you without asking you to watch it, you're a pater. So why over here are we saying that if I tell you to come to my house to eat the food, that you're chayiv? But that's the Shach's kasha. So Svi already gave an answer. Right, you gave one answer and say there's a big difference in the two cases. Right? You could say that in the case where I told you to tear my clothes, what's the chiyuv there? The chiyuv is as a mazik. Right? You damaged my clothes, but I told you you have permission to damage my clothes. So you're a mazik with my permission, so you're not going to be chayiv unless you're a shomer and we say I didn't really mean it. But over here, where you had the benefit of my food, you're right, you weren't mazik, you're not chayiv to pay because you damaged my food, but you're chayiv to pay me because you had a meal on me. You had my food. Okay, so that would be a way to answer. The Chassam Sofer gives that answer to the Shach, but the Shach has another kasha, and that's the one we have to spend most of the time with. Shach says that there's another halacha. Now, on the second side of the handout, I have two Ramahs written down. The first Ramah is the one that we just saw, the Simin Reish Mem Vav. That's coming from the Trumas Hadeshin. And there's another Ramah in Simin Shin Samich Gimel, where he says very simply, he brings this from a Tashbates, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, or someone says to his friend, Ndur b'chatzevi, look, you looking for some place to live, come live in my house, I have an extra bedroom, Ein atzarech liten lo schar. And afterwards he says, okay, but I charge $200 a week, a month. And he says, what do you mean? You said that I could live in your house. I say, yes, you could live there if I want you to pay for it. So the halacha is, he doesn't have to pay. So the shach is, so this seems to contradict the other halacha we just learned. We just said that if I tell you to come eat with me, and we said, because you had pleasure there, right? You had pleasure of the food, you have to pay for it. So why is it that when I tell you, come live in my house, you'll have the pleasure of not being on the street, they were saying you're patur. So the shach has that stira, the brach has the stira, the taz has the stira, and one of the main tourism is that it's a stira. And they say it's a machlok, is the tashbeis and the trumas adeshin. And Hamotzi Mechaver or all of Haraya, if the guy didn't pay yet, he says, prove to me that I have to pay. I hold like the Tashbeis. And if he paid by mistake and then he says, oh, I paid, I want my money back, I'll say, prove to me you don't have to pay. I hold like the Mariach. Right? That's the way the Bach paskins. The Taz says it's a stira and we should really paskin like the Reish and Vav and say that you're chayiv to pay. Right, and that we don't pass them like that Tashbeis because it's a clear raya from the Gemara. You tear my clothes, you have to pay. You eat my food, you have to pay. You live in my house, you have to pay. So what we have right now would be our case of the restaurant would seem to be a machlokas apostim. Right, would seem to be a machlokas between the Mariach and the Tashbeis, which we would say Hamosi Mechaveiro all of a raya. But the truth is, we can probably have a better way out of that. See, the Trumas Hadeshin has a case of Maisa Shahaya. The Trumas Hadeshin's case, which he brings the Mariach for to prove, is that there was a Chassan who had made a deal with his Shver that he would live by him. They used to do this. They would live in his house for 2 years. Right? All expense paid for 2 years. And a lot of times what happened was the 2 years are up and, you know, he likes his grandchildren over there running around and he didn't say to leave and he stayed another 10 years. And at the end of 10 years, they got in a fight. The son-in-law and father-in-law, right. I'm not sure if this is the case. I think the Chassam Sofer has a similar case when they even got divorced. But here they got in a fight and he moved to a new house. Let's say they didn't get divorces. It wasn't that bad of a fight. But the father-in-law says, and now I want you to pay me for those extra 10 years. Right. So, the Truma Sedeshin goes from the Mariach and he says that this is a din, just like the Mariach Paskin. He says that you have to pay. You have to pay for it. You have to pay for those 10 years worth that you were here. He does make one exception, and he says, in fact, he brings someone that says, maybe you'll tell me, well, it's different in the Mariach's case. In the Mariach's case, I told you, come eat with me. So then I'm not embarrassed to tell you pay for it because, you know I meant that you're coming to my restaurant, eat from me, you're going to pay for it. But maybe a father-in-law will be embarrassed to tell a son-in-law to pay for it. And maybe there, it's like he's mocholing. Right? Someone said such a chiluk. You know, you have a son-in-law, you know, you don't really mean that you're going to have him pay. So he says a lashon, "De'ein l'chalik hachi medas hakeres." We shouldn't make such a difference using the mind from your stomach. You've heard of Baich Svaris, right? So this is the first one. I mean, the Rishon says it. But he says, don't make chilukim from your stomach. You know, use your head. And you might have made a chiluk here, but it's no zivusa. My father doesn't mind charging his son-in-law for the 10 years. That's what he says. But he says, but he does say at the end, and this is probably more apropos to our times, he says, if the father-in-law was well-to-do, and the minig of the place was that people did stay on extra time without getting charged at the end. So then we could assume that the father-in-law meant and wanted that he could stay for free. And it's just a new thing that they got into a fight. Now he's changing his mind, trying to let's really let him have it now. But he didn't really mean that he should have to pay. And the Trumas Hadeshin says if that would be the case, so then he would be patur. Right, but the Trumas Hadeshin's main psak is if I meant in the beginning that I meant, and we're talking about, we're honest here, I meant that when I was hanging up your window shades, I wanted to get my $60 an hour. I meant that when I'm asking you to come to my restaurant, you're going to pay like everyone else pays. I meant that when I tell you about the shidduch, you'll give me the whatever shachana make. And I meant when I told you to tear my clothes that you're going to pay for it. You just like the pleasure of that, you know, the rip, like children like doing that. Right? And I thought you'd like that also, but I thought you'd pay for me for it. And you said, no, I didn't think of it. You told me to do it. I thought it'd be for free. So you have to pay, because unless you made it clear, you have to pay. But we saw that there was a stira between our halacha here and later on by the Tashbeis. So the Ketzos gives an answer which seems to be accepted by the Poskim, the contemporary Poskim. He says that it depends. It depends on the situation. That for sure, his lashon is, so on the handout, Hasan Mairi, the Gavra de la Ovid Lamega, We're talking over there, when do we say that he's pater? That's talking about a guy doesn't normally rent out his places to live. He didn't get any pleasure. It's just that the chatzir was available for renting. It was my house, my room that I always lease out. There's a chatzir and I lost it. And once I told you to come live in my house, you're pater. Since I agreed that you could do it. And you didn't gain anything. But if you were someone that always does rent out property, you always rent out places to live, right? You just got kicked out of your basement and you found another room somewhere else. And you got the pleasure of my room. So the Ketos says that halacha later on in Shin Samach Gimel, which said your Patri is talking where you didn't get any pleasure from it. You didn't get anything from it because you never rent out rooms. Right? Okay, so that's the Ketos. So based on this Ketos, right, the Ketos is making the difference. He's saying that there's not an issue of being mazik here. The issue is, did I get any benefits? So let's look at the restaurant case. So the restaurant case is, I invite you to my restaurant, and you had pleasure here, so you have to pay me for the pleasure that you had in my restaurant. But like Moshe is saying, suppose I invite you to my house. Now we said that if it's obvious, like even the Trumas Hadeshin said that if, you know, they're friendly, the father-in-law, we know, wouldn't mind those 10 extra years, or when you come to my house. In fact, someone points out that it seemed like in those days, in the times of the Trumas Hadeshin, the minig was when you would invite someone to your house, you would pay for you afterwards. Unless it's a real Hachmas Archim thing. But someone saw you invited someone to the house, he'd pay you afterwards. Right? That was a minig. We don't have that minig anymore. What we have is a restaurant. So our restaurant case is like the case of the Trumas Hadeshin. But if it's a case where, like you're saying, where nowadays we don't charge people when they come to our houses, so then even though he had the pleasure of the food, so you have no right to charge him for it, because that's not the minig. So the case of the handyman, right, he's coming into your house. There's a halacha that if someone is yoreid, he has to pay. Right? He comes into his field and he plants it. The guy has to, he can pay the lowest price of what's the going rate, but you got benefit from my work, you have to pay me for it. So if I come into your house, I did a job, you have to pay me for it. That's the din of yoreid. I hung your blinds, you have to pay me for them. I gave you this advice, you have to pay me for it if that's a normal commodity that's being sold. But the Shach says that if you had another invitation, well, he's talking about the case of the meal, you had another invitation where you would have got food for free, so then you didn't get any benefit from that. You didn't get any benefit. So if you had someone else that would offer to hang up your blinds for free, and I came in and did it, so then you didn't get any benefit and you'd be parter. I just want to say one more halacha that will come out l'maisa from this, that could be a very, very, very nogeya, would be, well, we saw the Trumas Hadeshin said, and the Nesivos passing this way also, that if in the beginning I really meant it for free, but then we got into a fight, and then I said, okay, pay me for it. He said, but look,
too much.
Huh?
Right.
Well, that's what this this topic's a lot of fights. No, at least they're friendly. Right? They're not arguing about the facts yet. They're agreeing with the facts. But anyway, he said that I don't. He meant it for free in the beginning, and then after the fight, he said, okay, pay me for it. So we said, everybody, he's part to, because once he made me feel, you can't pull it back. So the Fisri Choshen, the last thing you have on the handout, says, if you really meant when you went to hang his blind, you meant to do it for free. But then he started nudging you so much, and he said, how about this one, how about that one? Oh, this is crooked. And he said, you know what, let me charge him already. You're not allowed to take the money, because you meant to give it to him. And this is the case even where he is getting the pleasure of the benefit, but you meant to be mochel. You meant, deep down, you knew that you weren't going to charge him. Now, all of a sudden, you want to charge him? Okay, but you were mochel. At that time, what you did that night, when you hung up the five lines, you didn't expect to get paid. Now, the next day, he starts bugging you, so that's something new. And now you change your mind. So, based on that, he says, even though there is a din that if you did some work for someone, you can charge, because that was a normal situation. But if in the beginning you held that you were going to do it for nothing, you're not allowed to change your mind unless you tell him that you should know I was going to give it for you for free. And he says, okay, when you take it as a present, then you could take it. But otherwise, you wouldn't be able to take the money because you were mochlet. So those are the two things we learned from this halacha. The first one is that if he doesn't get pleasure, he would have had a free meal somewhere else, he had a free rent somewhere else, he had a friend who would do it for free, another friend that would do it for free, so then you can't charge him because he didn't get the benefit. And if you meant to do it for free in the beginning, you can't charge afterwards, which includes this case of an umdana. We know for sure that, you know, that you didn't mean to charge. You can't all of a sudden become a bad guy.